For the latest news, memes, and behind the scenes of your favorite Q-Code shows, be sure to follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter at Q-Code Media.
Please be advised. This show contains adult language, violent acts, and triggering situations. Ghost Tape is intended for mature audiences. Q-Code presents Ghost Tape, co-created by Nia DaCosta and Aaron Eli Colite, starring and executive produced by Kiersey Clemens.
Hey, guys, I'm not supposed to be here.
Come on, Dixon.
Jesus!
Calm down. It's just the anesthesia.
Don't touch me, fucking piece of shit. What are you doing?
Jesus.
One more.
Hey, guys, look, I'm not supposed to be here. Dr. Martinez said he wouldn't commit me, and we def never discussed DCT. He said—
Shut the fuck up, Dixon.
Tessa.
What the hell, Doc? You promised not to send me to a nut house.
Tessa, calm down.
Don't fucking tell me to calm down. I saw them rip some girl's clothes off in the middle of the hall, then shoot electricity through her body, seemingly against her will. You can't fucking leave me here. I have rights and shit.
You can leave us now.
Hey, you gonna tell me what's going on?
I need the hospital's equipment.
Oh, fuck. They want me tortured, don't they? All right, fine. Yeah, this body can take it.
The imagination on you. You're wasted on the army, honestly. You trust me, right?
I don't know. Who is that?
So jumpy. Everything is fine. Breathe. Just give me a moment. Mrs. Dixon, thank you for coming.
Doctor.
Like I said on the phone, your granddaughter had a psychological break. Her brain constructed a story of a possession and haunted tape to protect her from guilt.
The story about the tape is real.
Yes, we want Tessa to feel we believe her story. I'm going to use hypnotherapy so she can relive what really happened with Private Conti. We want to uncover the truth her subconscious has buried. The ghost is an alternate personality. So if I encounter it, you can start the exorcism. We're looking for the placebo effect. We don't need a full-blown exorcism, just enough to make Tessa believe.
Dr. Martinez, I know doctors only see with their eyes, but I urge you to consider a non-medical explanation for Tessa's behavior.
Mrs. Dixon.
This tape, I watched Byron, Tessa's grandfather, struggle. It breaks their family for years.
Are you saying you actually believe all this possession nonsense?
There's no evidence proving this is all in her mind either.
Ghosts don't exist. I'm sorry. I truly believe your presence will help. Shall we?
Took you long enough. What the hell is she doing here?
It's good to see you too, Tessa.
Wait, what is she doing here?
You say you're possessed. Maeve is going to perform an exorcism.
For real?
For real.
Nah, people die doing this shit.
You'll be fine. I'm here. And if something goes wrong, we have all the hospital resources.
Fuck, she doesn't know what she's doing. She's not a real shaman.
This is the best you're gonna get. No one would sully themselves. Now, give me the tape.
No, do not give it to her.
Tessa, it'll be fine. She's here to help. I'm going to put you in a hypnotic state and take you down to another level of your consciousness so we can find out what really happened with Private Conti.
But I've told you what happened.
I believe there's something blocking you from being able to remember the full story. We'll relive what happened together.
It'll be there. It'll see.
If there's a ghost, I'll talk to the ghost. And that's why Maeve's here for the exorcism. You'll finally be free of it.
Tessa, we will both make sure you are safe.
Okay.
Lie down. I'm going to inject you with a mild muscle relaxant and strap you in so I can hook you up to the heart rate monitor.
Hey, do we have to do that?
I don't want you overstimulated. You need to relax your muscles so your mind can move freely.
I don't feel anything.
Just give it a moment. Close your eyes. Take a few slow and steady breaths in whatever pattern works for you. Give yourself a couple breaths here. What are you noticing now?
The breathing feels nice.
Good. Keep breathing. I'm going to bring you to the light stream. Just breathe.
I can't feel my fingers.
A normal side effect of the muscle relaxer. Just keep breathing. Light forms at your head and fills your body, diminishing darkness. Can you see the light?
Kind of.
Just focus on a feeling of warmth. Starting at your forehead and moving through your entire body until it gets to your toes. And you feel your entire body relax. Your whole body relaxes into the light. Your eyes close. Your face relaxes. All the muscles in your arms and legs, your feet. What are you noticing now?
It feels like I'm floating.
Your eyelids are so comfortable and heavy and closed. You don't want to open them. Okay, Tessa?
Okay.
When I count to three, I want you to try opening your eyes. One, two, three.
I can't.
Okay. Okay, good. You can come back to this light anytime when things are feeling a little too much. It's your safe space. But now, I want you to think about combatives. Visualize that day. You're running drills. Drill Sergeant Wilson is there. Do you remember the moment when you practiced with Conti? What do you see? What do you hear?
I see it consuming her.
Come join your grandfather!
Everyone's screaming distantly.
Shit, Dixon, what the fuck are you doing?
They're underwater.
Conti!
Stop!
Good, Tessa. That's great. That memory is one layer. Let that memory disperse into light. What's underneath that memory? What really happened?
It doesn't like the light.
Tessa! Doctor, what is this?
Just breathe, Tessa. It's a glitch. I'll turn it off. Keep going down the tube below. What the hell's going on with this? Okay, Tessa, are you underneath that memory of Conti's possession?
Yeah.
What are you noticing?
Darkness.
Tessa, just breathe. Jesus, everything's glitching.
Hello,
Oscar.
Jesus, what the fuck was...
Now, Mrs. Dixon.
Hello? I know we've met before, but I've never gotten your name. Identify yourself.
I
am nameless.
I need you to move aside and let Tessa explore what really happened. I know you're trying to protect her, but you're hurting her.
Protect?
It's not working, Doctor!
What do you mean?
They require more!
Is that a fucking knife? Mrs. Dixon, put that away! Did you just slice your hand open? What are you doing?
My blood can save her.
What? Jesus Christ, give me your hand. Give me your hand. Let me see. Oh, Jesus, you're gonna need a stitch.
Just wrap it up!
Are you sure?
Wrap it up! Why isn't anything happening?
Because this exorcism isn't real.
Tessa! Can you hear them calling? Tessa! Why did it work? Tessa! Why?
It's okay, Tessa.
Tessa!
Stay in the light. Oh, fuck. How am I going to explain this to the hospital? Mrs. Dixon, you need to leave. Now! Hello?
Oh,
hear me? Tessa!
Tessa, you have to calm down. Tessa, keep moving through the darkness. Do you see another memory of Conti? One where Conti isn't possessed from Cabal.
Shut up, you old whore. And you, Doctor.
Tessa, breathe. The Conti possession is a construction of your subconscious. Tessa, do you see? It's too much. Tessa, go back to the light. Can you make it there? Yes. Feel the warmth coming back from the top of your head.
Doctor, everything all right in there?
Yes, we're fine, thank you. Mrs. Dixon, I think you should...
Grandma. Oscar.
Come here, baby. It's all right.
No.
Come on.
No, I'll see.
You can do it, Tessa.
You talk about the horrors of the war, but you never mention the child you killed on these shores.
What?
You have to try. You are so close.
You poisoned every land you ever set foot on. You unleash the horrors of the wandering soul. Because of you, thousands are dead.
It isn't you saying these things.
You're the reason abuse and neglect infiltrated our family. You're a cancer, slowly eating all goodness.
I have so many regrets. I spent so many years blaming myself. Believing there was a darkness inside me that affected those around me. I take responsibility for marrying Byron. I take responsibility for leaving your father with that woman.
You abandoned my dad. You let abuse and neglect corrode his mind.
I didn't want to believe what went on, how she touched him. But I knew what was happening. I should have stopped it. Save him.
You are responsible for his lost life. One addiction after another.
I know. I should have protected him. He was just a child. But I refused the rest of it. I was tricked into joining a war thought up by paranoid old men. I did not conjure this evil. It found me.
Excuses.
You and I both suffer from their mistakes. The violence of these men. They would answer for their crimes. And someone must pay. Your family was the prize.
Quiet! You'll pay the price for your pathetic excuse for a soul calling with your life. And you, the good doctor. I know what you have planned. I know the secret thrill you get from pain. Controlling who lives and who dies.
You don't know what you're saying.
Emily asked you for the meds many times. Didn't she, Doc?
What?
But you always said no. And when you finally prescribed them, she thought you were giving her your blessing. Thought you approved.
It was a mistake. How could you know this?
And then she went to do it. She didn't feel alone because she knew you were there with her. In spirit.
Stop!
She thought it was what she wanted. Until she stopped breathing, that's when shit got real. She realized she was going to die.
I'm the doctor, you're the patient.
Oh, you think you're so much better than me because you have a fucking title? We've both killed.
Tessa, I knew you had sociopathic tendencies, but this... digging up my painful memories to make me believe your delusions? That's a fucking low even for you.
What are you gonna do, Dr. Martinez? Huh? I see the ECT machine in the corner. I know what they do in this wing.
You wouldn't have requested that equipment unless you intended to use it. Go ahead, light me up like a fucking Christmas tree.
I'm not giving in to this, Tessa.
You don't think this exorcism will really work. But you're too much of a coward to actually pull the trigger. You don't want to watch me spasm as the electricity pulses through my skin. Since Emily, you've been so hesitant, so weak, questioning every decision.
Is this true, Doctor? Electroshock therapy?
I was hoping I wouldn't have to.
Electroshock will only hurt Tessa, make her weaker. You can't listen to what she's saying.
It must be killing you to realize you're too much of a fucking simp to administer the treatment I need. If you really think I have an alternate personality, you'll do it to save me. You have to do what's right for your patient. Courage! Right, Doctor?
God damn it, Tessa! You want it? Fine. I'll take that as your consent to treatment.
What are you injecting her with?
Anesthesia. I'm administering the electroconvulsive therapy.
I'm not letting you electrocute my granddaughter. She's not in her right mind. She can't consent.
This was a last resort in case the hypnotherapy didn't take, but...
You aren't talking to Tessa.
Other physicians would support my decision. ECT has proven to combat treatment-resistant psychiatric conditions. This treatment will save her life, Mrs. Dixon.
It will kill her. She's almost back. I know what I have to do.
I'm the fucking doctor here. And my patient's diagnosis is up to me.
Stop it! Stop!
Get off! Tape's off. Why can I still hear the voices?
Dr. Martinez.
No! Please!
Just a minute, ma'am.
Doctor, open the door. What's going on in there?
We have to stop him. Please!
Doctor! Open the door!
Do you believe now, Oscar?
Doctor, open the door! Doctor!
Doctor! You have to stop!
Open the door, Doctor!
I know what is needed. I consent.
Doctor, open up!
Grandma?
Tessa.
I'm so tired. I love you, Tessa.
Mrs. Dixon.
Grandma. Grandma. Grandma!
Ghost Tape stars Kiersey Clemons as Tessa, Raul Castillo as Oscar, Q Chin as Maeve, with additional performances by Amy Doyle, Neil Lewis, Hallie Samuels, Alan Trong, Mitch Mendoza, and Fernando Martinez. Co-created by Nia DaCosta and Aaron Eli Colite. Directed by Malachi. Written by Alexandra E. Hartman. Executive produced by Kiersey Clemons, Nia DaCosta, Aaron Eli Colite, Rob Herding, David Henning, Brian Kavanaugh-Jones, Fred Berger, Justin Levy, and Sandra Yi Ling. Produced by Tess Ryan. Co-produced by Alexandra E. Hartman and Mariel Redlin. Original music and composition by Darren Johnson. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh and Ben Milchev. Edited by Ariel McGrail, Ryan Walsh, and Ben Milchev. Sound design by Matt Yoakum. Sound effects editing by Ryan Sullivan. Mixed by Matt Yoakum and Justin Davey. Additional mixing by Ben Milchev. Music editor, Michael Traylor. Casting by Chelsea Block and Marisol Roncalli. Assistant Director, Lynn D'Angona. Script Supervisor, Sam Beasley. Assistant Engineering and Editing, Neely Oftering. Production Coordinator, Kelsey Adams and Jack Friedman. Post Coordinator, Rachel Yanover. Language Services provided by The Language Bank. Artwork by Tomer Honka and Bryn Jones. Special thanks to Chris Goebel. Ghost Tape is a Q-Code production.